being said, after watching him at both positions, do you think he's a better guard than a tackle?
No, I think he's a left tackle. I really do. And, you know, the unfortunate thing for him, just because of circumstances, is that he's had back-to-back rookie years. You know, they're two different positions. And he spent a ton of time trying to get acclimated to a position he'd never played at left guard last year. And then now, you know, after a year off, he comes in and plays one of the tough, arguably the toughest position other than quarterback on the offense in this league. So, I think, you know, it's been more that you got a guy who's had back-to-back rookie years, which takes a toll on you mentally, physically, you know, learning-wise, everything. So, but I do think that's his position and that he can really excel at it going forward.
Do you think he's been better run blocking or pass blocking?
I think he's really been I think he's really been good run blocking. He's done both adequately, but I think his run blocking, you know, especially last week, was really, really good. His pad level was down, and he did a nice job.
Does the staff get angry? I'm sorry, there's one other thing on that. How angry does the staff get with him on penalties? He's obviously into double.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's probably a frustration level probably led by him, you know, that you just, you know, you can't. You know, it's been a point of emphasis, and we've cut him down a little bit, but I know he's disappointed in it, and it's frustrating for everybody because now all of a sudden there's those third and longs that you're talking about, you know.
With Julius Thomas out, the receiving ability of the tight end position, how does that look right?
Yeah, we're kind of treating it as one for one. AJ can run. He can run and catch. Julius will be hard to replace in a lot of ways because he did both okay. You know, he certainly excelled in the pass game, but he had been – really bought into the run blocking stuff, and then just experience. He was kind of a guy who was heating up a little bit, if you will, you know, and now you go back to a guy who really hasn't played for us. And so I think that, you know, there's going to be a trade off there. But as far as running and catching and having some things, you know, that he can do, you know, he's been impressive. And, you know, same thing. I haven't ever seen him in pads. So, you know, some of it's speculation. Yeah, sure, for a couple weeks, but, you know, A, for a short time, and then B, you know, you're not in pads ever. It's not, you know, it's just different, you know. It's hard to measure a football player when you don't see him in pads. A lot of guys, it's like the combine, you know. It has some value, but it's nothing like you have to see football players in pads, you know, when the first flying and et cetera. So, and we haven't seen that, you know, apart from just a few snaps.
With Mark, who's great.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think it'll stay the same. I think the plan is for it to stay the same. His reps could slightly go up, you know, but his role will stay the same. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, to think the new guy is going to, you know, be able to go as many snaps as Julius went, probably can't. But, you know, so Marquise will pick up some of those, plus he's already got a pretty big role in what we ask him to do, so. Yeah, I think it's been good. It's progress, you know. He just continues to grow, and had a funny conversation with him yesterday. But you know but he is. He's maturing. He's you know, from a year ago till now, it's night and day, I think one of the good measuring sticks for us on players is what do you look like in December? Those are big games, and we talked about it this week that a playoff caliber performance showed up. It was us in the New England game. It was Buffalo did it to us up there. We didn't get it done, and they did, you know, and all the things that are key. So, you know, but Kenyon has been consistent in December. He's played winning football both games in December, which is really good. It's two good teams. It's some pressure. It's all the things I always talk to you guys about, that it's a sore body. It's mental, you know, it's a 15th week of the season. It's all of those things. So he held up. I always kind of measure it by, you know, by ball protection and quarterback protection, and he's been pretty darn clean for 2 weeks, you know, on those things. So, you know, I was kind of teasing him that, you know, it's not that painful to kind of be mature and old, and he said, no, it wasn't, you know, it really isn't, you know, but he hasn't quite arrived yet, you know, but he's bought in. I think he's having fun with the role. I think he's having fun seeing himself as, you know, kind of a key guy in this thing and not just, you know, the guy coming out of the bullpen, as I mentioned to you last week, who, you know, knows he has to somehow find a way to play 10 good snaps well. You know, this is a different thing, and it'll get harder, as we've mentioned to him. You know, you remember last year, you know, Jay had the 200-yard game, and then all of a sudden, you know, people are tattooing you. You know, I mean, that is, you know, you get a mark on you, and they're after you, and so it gets harder and harder to just keep repeating it. This league doesn't let you just roll on through, right? They do things, and this is a great defense, and they'll do a good job, and he'll have to do it again. But we have to learn how to win one thing in the AFC is you have to learn how to win big games. You know, things go through the Northeast and Pittsburgh and Kansas City. These are great venues that you have to be able to go in and play in December and win, and then again do it in playoffs or you know, and beyond the season. So, you know, that's something we have to do. You know, we didn't get it done last week. It was really disappointing how we played last week. Yeah, you would hope not. You know, his has been unique because Damian went down kind of simultaneously. So, you know, we probably run them more than we wanted to, but you know, it's not excessive. It's not in the 30s or something. So you could do that. And, the more you give it to him, the more chance you have a big play. So, a lot of it'll be, how does his body hold up? How does he hold up? And, but ideally, you know, you get Damian back healthy and are able to split those reps a little bit more and keep people fresh.
The last interception of the last game, when you guys still had a chance, the very last one.
Yeah. After the onside kick?
Forgive me if there was an explanation. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a route issue or just a poor throw or what do you know happened?
Yeah, I think what Coach Gay said, which would be accurate, was, you know, that we did not want to take a sack, and he probably threw it a little bit early, and I think in his mind was throwing it away. Now, I don't want to speak for him or Coach Gase, but I thought I saw a statement by Coach Gase, you know, just that it, you know, it was just kind of a – you know, it was first down. You know, if he didn't feel good about the look initially, you get the ball out of his hand quick and got picked.
Clyde, what have you thought of Tannehill when you've seen him working out?
Yeah. Lately? I saw him, I don't know if it was because he was, you know, but in Buffalo I saw him jumping around and made a comment. You know, he was jumping around. I think he was just trying to stay warm, but he, you know, it did look good to see him bouncing off those knees and jumping and running, and watched him a little bit out the window, you know, here and there doing some workouts. I haven't seen a ton of it, but you know, his feedback is that he really feels good and like he's on pace and on the timeline that he needs to be on. So that's really encouraging. That's great for him. I'm happy for him. But I did make a note that, you know, because he was, you know, just bouncing around there, you know, just in pregame and stuff. So that was I do remember noticing that and going, you know, the thing looks pretty darn strong. So
from a pass protection perspective,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
How that helped him in terms of being able to beat defenders in the trees?
Yeah, no, I think it's you know, his comfortability, if that's a word, his comfort level with protections is going up and up. His focus on protections has gone up and up. I say one thing about him that he's always had, he has a lot of pride. Like he has a physical pride. Like he doesn't back down from people. He's never been afraid to hit, right? We all saw him chip a couple folks in the midseason there, and you know, that were violent. They were violent. So I've always admired that he has a physicality to him and a pride to him that he takes pride in it. So I think the knowledge has helped, and just doing it over and over, and then I think the focus of just knowing, hey, you know, I better learn all of them. You know, I'm going to be in a lot of different situations, and then he had a couple slip ups I think that were embarrassing to him, and then where he said, hey, you know, I'm going to commit myself to making sure that doesn't happen. And that's kind of like the fumble that he had early, you know, that where he has a personal pride about him that I like, and where he fixes things. You know, he was embarrassed that he laid one on the ground, and he's been better since. He's practiced better since, and I think the same with protection. He had a couple screw ups early, and then I think he was embarrassed and fixed it. You know, and takes pride in it and works at it. Like, you always see him asking questions, and you always see him, you know, kind of watching the film or the boards out there and just making sure that he's on it. So I think all the above, the arrow's pointing up. More knowledge, more commitment to it, you know, more experience doing it, you know, all of those things are better.
Clyde, I assume you've seen the controversial play at the end of the New England-Pittsburgh game, the touchdown that wasn't a touchdown?
Yeah, I actually have not. I heard him talking about it, but I hadn't.
I was going to ask you, what do you tell your guys about securing the ball and taking it out of the official's hands as to whether it's a catch or not a catch? I mean, how do you define a catch?
Yeah, no, that's hard. I have not seen it. I just heard the talk about it. But, you know, the hard ones are those ones at the goal line, you know, where, you know, you're so close and, you know, do I reach it out? And we try and discourage, you know, that it just kind of comes natural, you know, to take the thing and reach it out. But especially in traffic, it's extremely risky. So that's a hard teach. But it is a teach that we just say, hey, in traffic, don't reach the ball out. Just try and get it in there, and if not, we'll get it in the next play, you know, and there's some catastrophes that can happen from that thing. So the definition of a catch, you know, the catch is, you know, we just talk hard, especially down there in the red zone, of just getting the ball into my body as quick as I can get it in there, you know, and then the rest is up to the official. And you know, we make a lot of one-handed catch, some of, you know, those things, and, you know, so I don't know that it's a teach as much as you just, you know, it's an experience, and then, you know, you do have to be careful with the ball, you know, and get it into my body, get it secured, and especially when you're down in there, because you have points. You have points on the board already. You have three, and, you know, you don't want to put those at risk by taking unnecessary chances.
What traffic mean?
Did that answer your question?
Well, in the case of the Pittsburgh game, it was a thing where the receiver was going to the ground. And does the ground cause the ball to move? And that sort of thing.
Especially after the ball passes the goal line.
But there was only one defender around him. Now, when you say in traffic, don't do something like that, are you telling players if you have more than one defender around you? One defender enough to not do it?
It's really one defender is enough not to do it. Again, let me say, I didn't see that play. Like, I really don't have a mental picture of what it is. But, like, when I say traffic, you know, all the time you see a quarterback jump from the one-yard line and stick the ball out. Well, that's extremely risky, you know. So if you define, you know, but just traffic would be any time where you're not 100% sure you can get it across without it getting knocked out, you know. And that could be one guy, you know, that you just we're better off keeping it secured and you know, going from there rather than just take – you just can't, you know – you can't take chances with the football, especially down in there tight.
The amount, the role that Ryan has had in game planning this year, has there been any with you and Adam, and has it been different at all from his role as a starter last year?
Yeah, sure, it's been different, but there has been a role. I've been really impressed with him that he's in all the meetings. A lot of guys disappear. You go on IR and you just kind of disappear, and it's hard. It's, you know, IR is hard because you don't feel part of the team, and you're doing your treatment, and, you know, you really aren't, you know, you're kind of – but I see him in there. He has his notebook. He takes his notes. He has comments. You can tell he's studied it and he's engaged. So I think that's an impressive characteristic to have. Not many guys can do that. Not many, it's hard to focus when you are going to play in week 15 of the thing, but, you know, week 15 of IR you know, to stay attentive, to stay engaged, to not just say, hey, I don't need to be at the short yardage goal line meeting this morning. I'll just get some extra treatment, or I'll, you know, get my Christmas shopping done or something, is really hard to do. So, I think, you know, which I don't think that would surprise any of you, you know, that he has been extremely conscientious guy, but I've been impressed with him every meeting. When you come in to watch the practice tape, you know, he's right there in the front row, and, you know, he's trying excuse me, he's trying to help the young guys out, that, you know, which is, I think, would be one of the things he's done a good job of helping the young guys out. We've had new quarterbacks in here. He's helped them out. I know he goes up and visits with Coach Gase like he always does, and, you know, they kick around things there. And so I think he's stayed extremely involved, and it's a hard role. That's really, really a hard role, because you just, you know, you don't you know, it's just an uncomfortable position. Plus, you have another guy who you're helping and hoping is taking over the leadership of the team in the huddle. You know, whether it's Matt or whether it's or you know, Cutler, you know, and if it's Jay, you know, so that, you know, so you kind of, you're not sure what your role is, you know, are you still in charge of the whole thing, or are you trying to be in the background? And he's handled it well, and it's really, really not easy. I've watched it, the quarterback position especially, but a lot of guys, there's a ton of guys who disappear, you know, when it's all over and you just don't see them, and they do their rehab and they do what they're supposed to do, but, you know, it's hard to stay engaged.